DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we've got a lot to get to this hour. We're going to talk about Trump Mobile. It's a new phone. It's a new phone and a new phone service. I'm going to tell you all about it, and there's some things to be aware of, so we'll talk about that as well. But before we get back to your calls and what we have been talking about this afternoon, Fletcher and Travers Mackle from Channel 6 join us on WWL. Guys, welcome to the show. Fletcher, welcome.
Scoot, thanks for having us. Great seeing you on Saturday night. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Travis,
I agree. It's a good time.
Okay, look, for those of you who are looking at the radio, it's Travers is on the left and Fletcher's on the right. Just, I didn't want to get you guys confused. You know, I can actually tell you guys apart. Yeah, and it was nice seeing you Saturday night at the 200 bicentennial anniversary of Jefferson Parish. And you guys always look so decked out. Yeah, I mean, you really do. You look decked out. I want to talk to you briefly about the golf tournament that you have, that you're doing in honor of your dad, and you do this every year. But I saw a commercial, and I told you guys Saturday night when I saw you that we'd give you a shout out on the show. So, Fletcher, why don't you start out talking about the golf tournament?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thanks for the compliment as well. I think it's just good genetics, not that we try to look decked out, but you always look quite dapper yourself. So our late father was a longtime golf professional in New Orleans, and he and a longtime sports journalist named Dave Lagarde started a golf tournament back in 1993, the Metro Amateur Championship. The best amateur players, from high school players, college players, the guy at his country club that says he's great can prove it. And then after my father passed away, our father passed away in 2001, it was named the Mackle. It's still the Metro Championship, but it was called the Mackle. And then a couple of years ago, we decided to add a celebrity scramble. And so now we have Saints players, current and former Olympians with ties to our area that play in the celebrity scramble. And thankfully, the Four Kids Foundation, which runs the Zurich Classic, put it under their umbrella. And Steve Worthy and Chris Kenyon, who run the PGA event, are amazing. And they operate our event and have made it super first class.
Travers, so it starts on Wednesday. It starts tomorrow, but the big event is this weekend?
Yeah, so the amateur championship, you can see who the best amateur golfer is. The reigning champion is a Jesuit grad, a guy that went to, I think, Texas A&M Corpus Christi. He was a former high school player. I think he plays a lot of Metairie Country Club. You can see who the best amateur is Saturday and Sunday. Wednesday is the celebrity scramble, also at City Park. Ronnie Lamarque is a headline sponsor of that event. Raises money so we can give golf scholarships to kids who need it, and to also put on a top-notch event. You know, just to piggyback Scoot what Fletcher said, Zurich and Four Kids have done a great job, but this is really a premier amateur event in the state now. You know, they have tried and they have succeeded to make it that. A lot of guys who play in the state amateur and the southern amateur come out of this event, so it really does get the best amateur players for the weekend. But tomorrow's event is a lot of guys just having a good time who paid to play in foursomes with celebrities to help raise funds.
And I will say this, Scoot, this is Fletcher following up. One of our celebrities, thankfully, he played last year, and we love him, is Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints from your radio station, who, by the way, is also an excellent golfer.
Yeah, so Travers, can anybody join this? Anybody can become part of this?
So, yeah, look, anybody can play in the Metro Championship. I think it's capped at 100 players, okay. And it is first come, first serve. If you think you are a great amateur player, you can go take your shot at it. You know, Scoot, it's always funny. You have a lot of people who are scratch golfers. Some of these younger kids in high school and college may have professional careers. Other guys who played in college but are still competitive play. So it's an open field. We actually have a senior division right now. A lot of well-known guys over the age of 50 play in the senior division, and they do very well. The Scramble tomorrow, you could buy foursomes. It's a charity to raise money. So we sold all the foursomes. We actually sold out, which is a great thing. And you can come out to City Park if you want to see it. Last year we had people. That's we were cool. Kind of shocked at the amount of people that came out to get photos and autographs with Thomas Morstad and Will Lutz and Blake Groupe and some of the Saints players. Deuce McAllister is playing as well. So it's just a good time. And I think it's a great way for us to remember our father won, but then also just to celebrate everything golf in the city of New Orleans, because there is a lot to offer here.
And so Fletcher, where can people find out more information?
Sure. The Zurich Classic does a great job on any of their social media platforms. You can go there. As Travers said, it's tomorrow. So thankfully, we sold out of the charity event. And then the tournament is this weekend, and it does have a full field. But we'll be covering it on social media. I know the newspaper has done some coverage of it in recent years. And then the Zurich Classic does a really good job, the Four Kids Foundation, of putting it on all their platforms and publicizing the winners and everything else. And tomorrow, Travers and I, Scoot, we are big, you know, Instagram X people. So we will be flooding our social media with pictures of a lot of the Saints and athletes and local celebrities taking part.
You know, I really could have gotten one of you to just, you know, speak for both of you. I could say, because you sound alike, I could go, so, hey, Fletcher, and then go, hey, well, hey, Travers. And you could do one voice for both of you. But it's great to have both of you on. And what I really want to do, whether it's next week or the week after, sometime really soon, I want to have you both join me in the studio, because I want to talk about what it's like to be a twin. I can't imagine like sitting at the dinner table and looking across from me and seeing somebody that looks just like me. I mean, that's got to be really strange, but you don't know any other way, and I can't imagine what that would be like.
Well, Scoot, this is Fletcher, and I have actually been faking you out. I've been doing the interview for Travers and I all along here. No, I'm just kidding. Travers is here, too. And you're right. It's been an amazing life thus far, especially since we went to high school, college. We work in the same industry. We are not twins that have walked a different path. We have kind of walked together forever. But talking about sitting across from him, I have to admit, Scoot, I see a lot more wrinkles in his face now than I do in mine when I look
in
the
mirror. Well, now, wait a minute. Now, when I saw you guys, I didn't see you together. I saw you apart Saturday night, and I told Travers that I ran into Fletcher, and Travers says, well, I'm better looking.
Did I say that? I don't remember that, Scoot.
Well, a lot of people,
you know,
didn't remember everything.
I have two
everything.
Young children. They age me, so I think we're both 50, but we look, I'm starting to look older than him. And really quickly, I want to circle back to this, but I want to give somebody a shout out. Look, my dad, before he died, was longtime friends with Ronnie Lamarck. And I will say this, everybody knows who Ronnie is. He's done a great job with this event, and so has our station, WDSU. Our general manager, Mike Neely, came to Fletcher and I said,
he started a couple of years ago, and he goes, hey, this event named the Mackle, it's after your dad. And so he tried to put this, I know you saw the commercial, Scoot, that's why I bring it up. And it's great WDSU has become a partner, a sponsor. But Mike said, look, I think this is a great thing, and I want to get involved with it, which is great. And then Ronnie Lamar, I think our sales team, it was one phone call, and he said, yeah, look, I'd love to be the headline sponsor of
that's
it.
Great.
So I think it's things like that that all of your listeners, and you know this, Scoot, from being around for decades, I think, look, there's 6 degrees of separation to all of us. And I think that's what, you know, when you meet people and you have a tight community of people that know each other, you know, it's so important.
Yeah. But will you guys join me in the studio together? And we'll talk about what it's like to be a twin. And then also what it's like to be a twin working at the same television station.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, look, we love you can't shut us up most of the time. So you're going to like wind us up and tell stories from our youth and our mom dressing us alike when we were like 6 years old, which was pictures I wish didn't exist, but do. So, yeah, anytime you want us to come on, we're glad to do it.
Well, you know, your hair is slightly different. You know, Fletcher's hair is a little bit more cropped than Travers' hair. Travers' hair has always been just a little bit longer, a little bit fuller. That's one way I can tell you guys apart. But I mean, I feel like I've seen you enough to where I can tell you apart. Now, Fletcher, did you ever like, you know, like fill in for Travers, like Travers didn't want to go on a date, so you said, well, I'll go in your place?
So you know what the funny thing is, Scoot? We looked a lot alike when we were really, really young. But then Travers got glasses when he was like 10. So he was the twin with glasses. And then when we got to college, he had long hair that was like down to his shoulders. And I kind of buzz cut my hair, maybe because we didn't want to look so much alike.
Yeah.
And then maybe when we first started working here at WDSU, we looked a little bit more alike. But then you mentioned that he grew his hair out a little bit longer. So I don't know if we've ever... I don't think we've ever looked enough alike, even though people may have said that, to think that we could trick or fool anybody. And even though we enjoy being twins, I don't know if I want to be him, and I don't know if he wants to be me enough to.
So, all right. So you guys together. So together, you can see a drastic difference in each other. In other words, Travers, Fletcher doesn't look like you, and Fletcher, Travers, you don't think Travers looks like you.
No, let me answer that question easily. I think I look totally different, even though I'm crazy saying that. People are going, what? But I think I look totally different than him. I don't see a lot of myself physically in him, although I know people are going to say that's crazy. But I guess 50 years of growing up with somebody and being a twin, you see the differences quickly. Everybody else swears we look a lot alike. I know you can tell us apart, Scoot, because you rarely get us wrong, but look, we do look a lot alike. There are people who work here to this day at WDSU. It happened yesterday. Somebody came up and said, Fletcher. I'm like, Travers, like, oh, I can't believe I made that mistake.
Okay.
So I don't think we look alike, but I think everybody else does.
All right, let's save the rest of this, though, for when you guys come in the studio, and I want to invite you in the studio. I think it's going to be a blast, but I've always wondered about this. What is it like to be a twin? Because I can't imagine that, and I know a lot of people listening can't imagine, you know, being and growing up with somebody who looks, you know, just like them.
Well, you know what? I apologize. I know, you know, we talk a lot and you got to wrap it up here. But I want to say this. One of the biggest things about being a twin is, and I know people talk about like mental health and talking to people in today's world. We've always had that literally it wasn't an older or younger sibling type thing. We did everything together. We were the same age. We were interested in the same stuff. Even now, I can go to him and say, is this a good idea or is this stupid? Or he can come to me and say, hey, don't do that. So it's great to have a mirror image and like a flesh and blood conscience, if you will, in human form there. No matter what you want to do or say, you can proof it off someone.
All right. Well, cool. Look, I love you guys. Love running into you. You're nice guys and you do a great job on WDSU Channel 6. And we'll get you in the studio soon. Good luck with your tournament Wednesday and then over the weekend.
Hey, Scoot, we appreciate it. I'm going to give somebody a live shout-out on the power of your show here.
Go ahead.
The great Bobby Roth, who owns the Steak Night, just texted me and said, do y'all need help with anything for the tournament? Let me answer him live on your show. Yes, Bobby, and I will text you. We will take all the help we can get.
Wait, you mean there's people listening to this show?
Clearly, Scoot, because our phones are hitting up with text messages here.
All right, cool. All right, guys, Fletcher and Travers Mackle, golf tournament tomorrow and over the weekend. And thank you, guys, and we'll have you back in the studio soon.
No, thank you. Thanks, Jude.
Man, thanks. That's gonna be a fun conversation. Okay, let's do the Tuesday text off. We got song A, song B. One's an original, one is a cover, and you, the audience, gets to decide what you think is better. Which one do you think is better, song A or song B? You're going to text A or B to the Open Heart text line, 504-260-1870. Here is song A. All right, that is song A, and here comes song B. All right, which song did you think was better, song A or song B? One's an original, one's a cover. We'll tell you the artist. I know you know who one of the artists is. So we'll tell you the artist coming up. Text A or B to the Oaken Heart text line right now, 504-260-1870. And we'll have the results coming up right after this break on WW.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, on the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 2016, Tom DeLonge of Blink 182 decided to leave the band, and he revealed his true reason for leaving. This is true. He wanted to investigate UFOs. He talked about how he was just intrigued by UFO. He left that. I mean, you're in freaking Blink 182. Do you know how many chicks you're getting? You're in Blink 182. You're a rock star. You know, you've got the tour bus. You got everything going for you. And you leave because you want to study UFOs. Boy, that's passion. He said there have been hundreds and hundreds of thousands of eyewitness accounts. And he wanted to really get into more of this. But he got back together with the band, I think, a little bit later. But anyway, yeah, this was the day he left Blink 182 to investigate UFOs. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. So LSU won last night. Well, actually, they won today. They started playing last night. They won today. And if you missed it, rain delayed last night. They finished the game at 10 o'clock this morning. Well, no, they started the game at 10 o'clock. They finished just before 1 o'clock, our show today. They beat LSU 9-5. LSU remains in the winner's bracket. So LSU plays Arkansas, UCLA tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. First pitch is at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, which you'll hear right here on WWL. And it's brought to you in part by our great sponsors, Lamarck Lincoln, E3 Industrial Staffing, Helm Paint and Decorating, St. Martin and Bork, and Rejuvenme. It's all right here on WWL and live on the free Odyssey app. Go LSU. Man, they were behind in the beginning. They've been behind in some of these games. And man, they just pick it up. The bats start making noise and they come back and they win. It was awesome to see that. So let's see. I think UCLA and Arkansas play this afternoon. And then the winner of that game plays LSU tomorrow night. First pitch is at 6 o'clock. So I know where I'm going to be tomorrow night. Hey, last night, man, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they did it. They beat the Pacers back in Oklahoma City. They now lead 3-2. The series goes back to Indianapolis for game six. If OKC wins, they win it all. If they lose, it's tied 3-3, and then it goes back to Oklahoma City for the championship game. I mean, I'm loving this series. I like Oklahoma. I want them to win. I don't know why I don't like the Pacers, but I don't like the Pacers. I don't know what it is. But, you know, if I were either team, man, I would get so tired of hearing the crowd chant, OKC, 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 and like every time they get the ball. The whole crowd is shouting, OKC! I mean, that would just drive me batty. I'd want to just tell the crowd, hey, we appreciate it, but shut up, please. Anyway, it would drive me crazy. But, you know, I mean, they played a great game. Defense was really, really good last night. All right, so let's do the results of the Tuesday text-off. The song was Barbaran. Now, I thought that was a Beach Boys original, but it was not. It was a cover. The Regents did Barbaran in 1961. The Beach Boys did Barbaran in 1965. And the winner was, song B, the Beach Boys. You know, I think it was the harmonies that just did it for the Beach Boys. Anyway, song B was the winner. Thank all of you for participating in the Tuesday text-off. Trump Mobile, they have released the T1. It's a smartphone made in the USA. The problem is, the phone was made in China. So, look, if you want to join Trump Mobile, you certainly can. And if you're a diehard Trump supporter, you may want to do that. But I'm just going to tell you some of the things that you might not know about Trump Mobile and the T1 phone that you should know. In all fairness, you should know. So the problem is, the phone is not made in USA. It's made in China. But as you know, there's no problem with not being totally honest, right? Now, they talk about next generation wireless provider. That's what Trump Mobile is. And that they deliver top tier connectivity and at an unbeatable value. All of this sounds great, but that's not really totally true. T1 is the phone. It's a gold phone. Of course, it's gold. Donald Trump loves gold. It's gold, and got T1 on it. So it's a Trump phone. And T-Mobile. The problem is that they're using 5G networks. They're using either AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile. They don't have their own network, so they're paying these other networks to use these other networks. Now, there's a 47 plan. That's a reference to Donald Trump being the 47th president. It's called the 47 plan, and it's a $47.45 per month. Another number combination relating to President Trump. He was the 45th and the 47th president. So it's $47.45 per month. Now, this is just for the service, so that's not necessarily cheap. Trump Mobile does include unlimited talk, text, and data, and the first 20 GB offered at high speed. But these are rather common features now with current phone plans, so it's not that big a deal. There's free international calling to over 100 countries, and this is talked about as being a benefit for families who regularly call military bases. Also, the extended service of Trump Mobile includes device protection, but it doesn't say what that is, and it's a third-party provider. They talk about roadside assistance, which is provided by Drive America. They talk about telehealth and prescription services, also, again, handled by third-party providers. Now, there's a complete lack of disclosure on the website when it comes to additional fees. It doesn't say how much or how often you have to pay those fees. And then there's another problem. You bring the phone to the network with a SIM card supplied by the company, but it's unclear if eSIMs are being supported. You see, because a lot of current phones don't have a slot for a SIM card. Ian, you just got a new phone. There was no slot for a SIM card, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, my last phone, there was no slot for the e-card. For the SIM card.
You got an iPhone. You guys haven't had SIM cards in there
okay.
for years.
Oh, okay. So anyway, if you have a SIM card, that's going to be easy. If you have eSIM, I don't know how that's going to work. But the T1 with Trump Mobile is being promoted as being designed and built in the United States. But again, that's not really the case, apparently. And a lot of this is done in India or China. And statements say that the phones are actually assembled in India or China in most cases. So, you know, again, it's kind of easy to kind of throw things around that aren't really true. I'm looking at the phone right now. It's got on the back, it's got T1 and a replica of the American flag. And on the front that you look at when you're dialing, it says Trump Mobile, Make America Great Again. And then there's another replica of the American flag. So anyway, check out Trump Mobile if you want to. We've got to get to a break, and then we'll get to a couple of calls and have to wrap this thing up. God, the show just flew by today. All right. If you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get to more of your calls coming up here in just a minute, and then we'll be back to wrap up the show. All right. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York City. Hundreds of thousands of spectators welcomed the statue. It was a gift to the United States from France. It's the great lady, the Statue of Liberty. And you know, it's sad that it seems like we as a country don't respect what the Statue of Liberty actually represents anymore. Times are changing. But we are going to survive this. We're going to get through this. And we'll all be okay in the end. Maybe a little rough. We may have to fasten our seatbelts for a little turbulence, but we'll get through it. We'll be right back on WWL. Well, Friday's the first official day of summer, but you can't tell me it ain't summertime right now. Plus, you know, as soon as we get to Memorial Day, it falls into that summertime mentality. Will Smith has got a new song out. We'll see if we can get a hold of that and sample that on the show. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. 88 children were taken into protective custody after a child abuse report. No, they weren't at some drag show. 88 children were taken into protective custody after child abuse was reported at an Iowa church camp. The Shekinah Glory Camp of the Kingdom Ministry of Rehabilitation and Recreation. I'm just thinking about the word glory being used here. It's the Kingdom of Ministry of Rehabilitation and Recreation. Had 88 children taken into protective custody because of apparent child abuse at this glory camp. I have no idea what goes on at a glory camp. You can only imagine. But this is really sad. And, you know, the people who are freaking out over gays, the people who are freaking out over, you know, people like drag queens, you're not paying attention to the people who really are molesting your kids, like the religious people, like some of the adults that you trust your kids with. They're the ones molesting your kids, not the drag queens that the conservative media echo chamber has made you so afraid of. James on the North Shore, welcome to the show, James.
Hey, Scoot, I'm going to make this quick, man. I just wanted to check in, update y'all on the gathering we had out in Covington this Saturday for the No Kings protest.
Okay.
Man, it was a beautiful time. There was a lot of good people out there. I didn't get to stay long, man. I was out there for a good 30 minutes or so. But the cool thing about it was so many people were driving by with their families, taking pictures, honking horns, people who were working. Like I said, families coming out. And it was just a really good gathering. I didn't see much about it on the local news or anything. I'm talking about the protests out there. So I just want to let people know they were out there and it was deep and it was just a lot. And people who say nasty thing about the protesters, I just can't say anything nasty about these people. These were the nicest people, man. Everyone was full of love. It was, you know, offering water and cookies like you do at protests and just really good people, man. So I just wanted to put that out there. Thanks for letting me share that real quick. Sure. Have a great day, man. God bless,
man. All right,
James,
appreciate the call. All right, Jimmy and Gretna, what do you have for us?
Hey, Scoot. Hey, look, I know the show's almost over. I just want to let you and your listeners know Heart is playing tomorrow night in Baton Rouge. You got to assume this might be one of their last tours through Louisiana. They're doing two sets at the Raising Cane's River Center. I was going to ask if you were going to the show tomorrow night, and also if you had any audio, maybe you guys could play some on tomorrow's show from your many meetups with Ann Wilson or Nancy Wilson.
Now, you know, I haven't met them, Jimmy. I'd love to meet them. I'd love to be there tomorrow night, but I've got a busy week. I'd love to be there. I don't think I'm going to make it, but I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. I know a lot of our listeners are planning to be at the Heart Concert at the Raising Cane's Convention Center tomorrow night. So Mr. Pillow Guy Mike Lindell is celebrating. I don't really get this. First of all, the guy's a whack job. You know, he really is. He went into this big thing about the 2020 election being stolen. And remember, he made a bet with somebody and said that he would pay $5 million if this person was right. And the person was right. And Mike Lindell, all of his bragging, he could come up with no evidence. He bragged about having all this evidence. He could come up with no evidence that the election was stolen. And if the last I heard, he wouldn't pay. I mean, the guy's a cheat. He's a scam. I mean, I would never put my head on a MyPillow just because this guy is such a fraud. He's a Trump supporter. He's a Republican conservative. He's a fraud. Not all Republicans, not all conservatives are frauds, but Mike Lindell is. And then he defamed a guy, Eric Comer, and has been ordered to pay $2.3 million. This just happened. This just happened. He was just awarded $2.3 million. Now, the damages were for $62.7 million he demanded, but he got $2.3 million. And Mike Lindell is celebrating like it's a victory. He said, this is a victory for the United States of America. Again, losing and claiming victory is the sign of psychotic mental behavior. And that seems to happen a lot. People declaring victory when it's really a loss. And Mike Lindell, he's not losing 62.7, but he's losing 2.3. He lost. This was a Dominion voting system case where this guy claimed he was defamed. And Mike Lindell's got to pay $2.3 million. And the guy's celebrating. This is a great victory for America. The guy is a total fraud and creep. I'm Scoot. You know, Heart, tomorrow night, Baton Rouge. Should be great. I'd love to be there, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. All right, we're going to be back to wrap up the show here on WWL. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next with Mike Dettelier and Steve Geller. They'll talk about LSU baseball, man. LSU is making the bats noisy. They are killing it, and that's really cool. There's a video, two new videos on Scoot on the air on Substack. Go to Substack.com. One is about Republicans trying to say that the Minnesota shooter is a Democrat when he's a Republican. The other one is about a Trump supporter in Florida getting caught hiring illegals, and the ICE people took away his workers. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke. It's kind of funny, isn't it? Market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Be careful in the rain. Love you, New Orleans.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.